Welcome to Sad Boys, a podcast about feelings and other things also. I'm Jarvis.
I'm Jordan.
It's kind of quick.
Yeah, I'm sleepy, so you see how I was proactive.
It sounds like you're compensating for being sleepy.
No, you were thinking I crushed it. I feel like... Say that, put it in the edit.
Put what in the edit?
Say that I did a really good job, actually.
Do you want me to say it right now, or do you want me to, like, in post, be like, hey, this is Jarvis.
Do you think it's a good bit, a good episode?
I'll say it, and I'll just record it later.
Okay.
So you can just, like, imagine I said it.
No, just say it now. My worry is that you won't, I guess that you won't say it later. It's fine.
Okay, no. And so what you want me to say is...
I'm doing a good job. I'm, like, being good at the show.
Okay.
That's so quiet.
I just said it really fast.
Yeah, it's not so quiet. I don't even know what you said. That was so long. Oh, thank you. Okay, that's
yeah,
good.
Yeah, you got it.
Thank you. You too, man.
We're back in black.
I'd love to see what the captions make of that, by the way.
Somebody tweeted that the Patreon captions, Patreon available full episodes, exclusive Patreon episodes on patreon.com/sadboys.
All the boys.
The auto-generated captions for, like, when we would bleep out Chad's name said, like, bleep, and then it covered the entire screen.
What?
Yeah, and I didn't know if it was real or not.
It'd be cool if it said a name. Adapted.
I, in fact, wrote a comment, what's going on? Is this real? Because you can never tell if people are joking on the internet these days.
You never know, man. We've been out of the Patreon game for, 15 years? Feels so long.
Yeah.
Legitimately feels so goddamn long.
It's like a whole past life.
Yeah. And I feel like a very different person, as we should.
Yeah.
What?
Don't say how long it was ago. I don't want to go through that.
A year, let's
just
say.
Yeah, it's like a college experience. You know, you start a different person than you end, and you grow along the way.
Well, it's funny thing, how short college was relative to, that feels like a lifetime. That was, that's like a... from the baby being born to waving them off to live their own life kind of
right,
thing.
Right,
it's like beyond me that it was... I spent less time working at Patreon. Well, I spent about the same amount of time as I did at college. So I spent the same amount of time at college as I have... as I was like away for COVID.
Oh, yeah.
like
which is a whole other arc of time. Like you've had like many different like... anime arcs.
Yeah.
Well, life.
That was definitely the coming back with a scar over my eye.
Yeah.
A warning about the future.
Do you think that was like a filler arc?
Yeah. Oh, it didn't
just hit. To like pass the time.
There's no way it's in the manga.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Guaranteed.
Yeah. No, no one would write that in.
Do you ever read into a manga?
I've read the Dragon Ball manga.
What about Nepic?
Never
Deep
read
cut.
One Piece. Yeah.
Deep cut for the real ones.
That's not all of it, but I have read it.
I did get that. I have got that, Dragon Ball Omnibus.
Oh, yeah.
Is that the word?
That is a word.
Jacob has a microphone now, so you're the authority. He give me a thumbs up.
Yeah, he give you a hand signal.
The microphone is to hear the swish of the thumbs moving.
Ding! Yeah, that's probably the longest manga I've read because in the form of like traditional like manga, like novelette type things, I think it's like 43 of them for Dragon Ball. Cool.
Dude, this guy's educated.
Yeah, I know how to read.
Do you read books?
Not anymore.
I don't really
read.
I think I've finished a single digit number of books, including books I was obliged to read for college.
I need to get back into reading. I like to read, but for the longest time, it was like a challenge to like overcome with my ADHD. And I didn't know why, like as a kid, because I would do all these like, you know, there was like competitions where you'd like read for a million minutes of reading. Is that a thing? Something like that. If anybody remembers, this was in Florida.
Is it like a subathon where you're not allowed to go to bed till you finish?
Yeah,
the Bible?
It was like I would print out. No, they would give us these sheets that were like essentially like time cards where you would log how much time you were reading. And then
at home,
Yeah. So, you know, you technically could fake it, I guess. But then you would report that back to the school, and then the school would report that to the county or something like that. And there was like a leaderboard of like who was doing the most
reading. They'd reach out to Bush.
Yeah. And then eventually whoever reads the most is the new president.
Yeah, they would actually send me an update via newsletter.
Yeah.
Be like, Chamber of Secrets, making good progress.
Right.
I love this series. Hope nothing happens.
Yeah, I do feel like a lot of the time I spent reading as a child was Harry Potter books and like Ender's Game, two books where the authors did not turn out so great.
Well, is this got caught alive?
I don't know.
We'll see by the end of the episode. Maybe I've got a little plan.
Hold on. To what is check, he cooking?
To look it up.
Don't let him cook. He's like, I need to excuse myself for the bathroom.
He should take 2 weeks.
He comes back. He smells like a bomb.
Yeah, I'm bad at Googling.
Yeah.
What's up, dude? What the hell is...
Dude.
What the hell is up, man?
I guess the cat is out of the bag. If you're watching this, I moved.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so,
and then we are currently not there. We've now gone away, too. We're out of town when this comes
out. Right. Our birthday is next week, so this episode should be coming out on Tuesday, and it is currently Friday.
Last episode in this space. Oh, that's wild.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh.
Though, I do think we're going to try to have a similar setup in the new space, because all of the furniture will be coming with us, so hopefully we can do a similar vibe.
We could green screen it.
Oh, yeah. We should take some photos.
Yeah, but like low res. Heavily like compressed.
Very
them,
low res.
Off angle.
It just doesn't. It's a photo of a different place.
We're still here.
Right. Like we're in the green screen. Yeah, like there's multiple of us.
Too big to fit on the couch.
I wonder if there's like enough photos and videos that you could ask AI to make it.
Oh, almost definitely, right?
Ideally, the whole episode.
There's got to be enough like clean plates of us not being in the seat.
Yeah.
You know, that we could probably.
It's like prepping a thumbnail, except we step out of the
way. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Corridor
to help us.
That's happening. And after this, I've got to like record some ads and I've got to. We're going to record something else. And then I need to pack up all my Pokemon cards because that's. Something the movers can't help me with. I need to see that through
myself.
Because
they're jocks.
They're jocks.
They can't do that kind of.
And they'll be like, what? Do I just squish it with my hands? And I go, no. That's my Charizard. Yeah. No, stop eating it.
It's too shiny.
No.
Just opening it and it's like a perfect misprint single edition.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's like a guy. It's like the rarest one. It's a baseball card. Yo, baseball cards doing numbers, by the way. And I mean, obviously, baseball cards have been popular for a long time.
Yeah,
they're going nuts price-wise. Did you hear about that?
No.
Well, this is all the information I've got, so we're going to have to move on.
There's so many baseball cards. I mean, I'll tell you what I know about baseball cards. BB is back there with the dogs, so there's Rocking. There's a person hanging out with them. What do I know about baseball cards? A lot. So, baseball is a sport.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
The crack of the bat.
And you can bat.
The smack of the bat.
And you can throw, but you can pitch.
Four.
And you can be an umpire, which I don't think is a position on a team.
Not at all, I don't think.
No, but then I don't know what any of the other people
I mean, I guess
do.
You could be one.
You could be an outfielder.
That's true.
Where you catch the balls that come flying.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I mean, you can do that if you're a batter. You'll lose.
Right. But I think that, you could also play all the positions in basketball. But
that would be so funny if someone panics when they get pitched the ball and they just catch it and they run away.
And then you're out. It's like an Uno reverse.
We're taking the rules. It doesn't say anywhere you can.
But yeah, I don't know specifically what's happening with baseball cards right now, but with sports cards in general, they do a lot of like weird things where they have there's not a game to play like with Pokemon or Yu-Gi-Oh or something like that. So the way they make cards interesting is they will like make different holofoil patterns or like different, like it's like the red holo version of this card is like a 1 of 50 out of this set. And then that's how the cards have this like manufactured like rarity.
Okay.
And people think it's like really just like a way to juice the cash you can get out of it, which definitely happens in things like Pokemon, but there's more of a game and there's more like people have connections to, I mean, people have connections to players, but like the specific red holo versus like in Pokemon, you have alternate arts where it's like this beautiful full art, like illustration of a card and it's got texture and holo foil. It like feels like a premium thing that you're holding.
You should do the same thing. You should have like a player and the alternative is them asleep in their bed or something.
Yeah.
Photo candidly.
Oh yeah. Like your Michael Jordan card. That's like an alt art and it's Michael Jordan. Like, yeah. like tucking his kids in for bed.
It's him trying. It's him in Space Jam.
Yeah. Him in Space Jam, like behind the scenes. That would be so sick.
I would get me in and you should be allowed to play something.
Yeah. Like and they should make it into a, they should make it into a card game where it's like, you've activated my trap card.
You put a little
Charles Barkley allows me to
with his gun.
Yeah, Charles Barkley shut up and jam Gaiden. Have you heard about that game?
Charles Barkley has a game?
It's like a, I think it's a fan game. Charles Barkley shut up and jam Gaiden. Yeah, freeware. Jokingly presented as the official sequel to Barkley Shut Up and Jam, which was like a game on the Genesis, but it came out in 2008.
Oh my god, a JRPG. It
features JRPG style battles and dungeons.
Wow, that's very small.
Isn't this sick? Barkley Shut Up and Jam Gaiden, chapter one
of the Hoops Barkley saga.
Okay, yeah, but that's anyway.
Yeah, non-traditional opening of the shows, you know, we're jokes. The crack of the bat, I think I mentioned maybe at some point.
The crack of the bat. I don't know anything about baseball, but I am watching the NBA playoffs right now.
Were you do athletics at any point?
No.
I
played on the street. Like, and not in the streets, you know what I mean? But I literally played in the street. Like, we put, like, a basketball hoop in the street, and we, like, played.
Would frolic.
Yeah, or we would go to fields, and we'd play, like, tackle football with no gear.
No points.
Yeah, no points. No goal. It was really just fighting.
No bowl, come to think of it.
Yeah, it was sort of a fighting ring, actually, now that you put it like that.
Kind of a street rules. We would throw bets, so we made chickens fight each other.
Yeah, we would race for pinks, though we were 12 and had no driver's license. Speaking of Pokemon cards, there's drama afoot in the world of Pokemon. I made a gold video about this, but I'm going to tell you about it. I won't spend too much time on it because there is a video, but there was this huge theft of Pokemon cards, like millions of dollars in product, like of what the actual like cost to the consumer would be.
Oh my God, was it Team Rocket?
Yeah.
We should have known.
Yeah.
They blasted off again.
They blasted in again. That's actually how I opened the video. I said Team Rocket's blasting in again.
Team Rocket's popping off again.
They're popping off again. Yeah, so basically there's this like factory that the cards are made at, and someone like stole cards off the line. But like the cards that are the rarest ones where it takes like hundreds and hundreds and even thousands of packs to like pull. And so like imagine a card that takes 1,000 packs to pull, but then there's like stacks and stacks and stacks of that card. So these are like these are cards where they're like $100 a piece, and then there's just like this table with them all over the table. And
how does this not happen more?
Yeah, well, I would believe it doesn't happen more because of like security and surveillance. But I don't know how it happened. Allegedly there is a video of it. This guy Rattle Pokemon made a video.
Gulp. That's
a number. Boom. You're saying he ate the cards.
I think he swallowed the card whole.
So that would work, but the card would not be the same condition as it went into your body due to like the bodily processes.
I'm not a computer scientist, okay? Like, I don't have all the throat is like, okay, dude.
What do you think computer science is?
The stuff.
The throat?
It's all this science, okay?
Okay.
Typing on a computer to check what the biggest number is.
Yeah, that is basically what it's becoming with
ChatGPT. Computer science 101 is the biggest number.
Yeah.
You all have to count to the biggest number.
So basically, like, this guy tried to offload all these cards. They, like, sold them to some third party, who knows? And then that third party tried to reach out to card stores to try to sell them. And then the card stores were like, this is, there's no way that an individual has this much product. It has to be stolen.
Dude, you got to find a fence, man. You got to launder it. Yeah, you got to launder it.
You got
to
like contact like 100 different stores and man. Like split it all up.
You don't buy all the materials to make meth in the same store.
Yeah. What? I'm like having a lot of concerns with you today.
I didn't sleep, man.
Okay.
I'm losing
that's,
it.
I mean, the thing is, that's always the case. Yeah, so.
But I've been. I don't always cook meth, you know.
Well, wait, hold on.
Come on, man. You
so are you implying that though? You do cook meth?
You do swallow the card or whatever. Proceed.
All right.
It's been a while since we did just a boys episode, so maybe I'm just crazy, you know?
It's, yeah, like I just don't remember who you are.
I'm just wacky, you know?
Okay. What is he cooking?
Put in that bit where I said, you said I was doing a good job.
Okay, yeah, let's just drop like a soundboard. Just drop it in there. You're yeah, doing a good job.
I need that.
Yeah.
I need the soundboard to encourage myself.
We need a Jacob on the soundboard where he can just press it. Jordan, you're doing a good job.
Wow, thank you so much. I mean, you could say it.
So the card store, they contacted the Pokemon Company, which is owned as a joint venture between like Nintendo, Game Freak, and there's another company that's name is escaping me. It's called like Monsters or something like that. No, Meowth. Frick, what is it? Creatures. It's Creatures Inc. Yeah. Sorry, I almost had to look it up.
But it's Monsters Inc.
Literally, I was about to say Monsters Inc. and I was like, that doesn't work.
I feel like
yeah, Mike Wazowski owns Pokemon.
It never comes up in the movie.
Yeah,
I guess.
It never comes up. So then Nintendo or the Pokemon Company,
they got narked on, basically.
They got narked on by the stupid local game store that didn't want to get in trouble.
For exclusively selling cards
the more than anyone's ever seen in real life ever. They contacted like private detectives or private investigators or whatever to like secure the cards, and they basically recovered them. And then destroyed them because of the economy of the cards, basically. Like it's like money. It's like the Fed they have to like control how much money is being entered into the economy.
After the bombs drop, it'd be the equivalent of cigarettes, you know?
Yeah.
Or bottle caps. A Fallout reference.
Oh, I'm a gamer. Hey, little Fallout reference.
I like to have fun. What can I say?
Oh, look at this guy.
I'm gaming out.
But that, I made this video about that, and then everybody was, well, so first of all, sometimes I like to talk about things that I'm personally passionate about. And I do love the videos I make about other various topics, weird guys on the internet. It's fun for comedy. But every now and again, I'm like, I don't even have any jokes. I just think this is interesting. Mm. So it's fun to do that and have people not completely abandon me for it. Because I was talking to Curtis about this because he had a similar thing. He just put out this video about Digimon. Great video. But it's about this like rare Digimon pack that like no one has seen a picture of in 20 years. And it's a fascinating story. Great ending too. But I'll leave that as an exercise for the viewer. So when I put that video out, everybody was like, you should talk about the Magic the Gathering thing that just happened. And funnily enough, very recently, so this Pokemon thing went down end of 2021, beginning of 2022, but it was kept under wraps.
Oh, wait. The getting knocked on, stealing cards?
Yeah, because while the investigation was happening, they were like keeping it under wraps.
That's such a funny idea. Like a Casablanca-style old-school detective.
Yeah.
Dude. And having to take a year to not compromise.
Yeah, that. Yeah, yeah.
I won't reveal my source.
Yeah. Tell me, where were you when you first saw the Mew VMAX alternate art?
The picture of Michael Jordan sleeping in his bed.
Where were you?
I'm smoking a blunt.
Where were you when the photo of Charles Barkley at a wedding fighting off a ninja was...
Charizard having sex.
Hold on. Back up. So, that from the record.
Why is it worth the hundo? Is it the same card?
Which one?
The ones that they stole in bulk.
Oh, it's just because it's, the packs cost $3.50 to buy. And then, like, the odds that you pull a card are, like, one in a couple hundred to one in a thousand.
But is the card that they were pulling the same card? They stole a bulk of just Charizard, but his dick
they
is out.
They stole all the rare cards.
But various creatures, various pocket monsters.
Yes.
Not just, like...
Not just one, but they stole all high rarity cards. Okay. So basically, like they're considered like the hits. Like they're the ones that are the ones that you want to pull, the chase cards.
Okay.
And so they're the ones that, like, if you open up 20 packs, you'll probably pull one of them. But if you want to get a specific one, it'll take hundreds usually.
Oh, Jesus.
Because they tend to have a lot. And then
if you get it graded and it's really good grades, it's worth a hell of a lot more.
For modern Pokemon, usually a bit, but not as much as like the retro stuff, but yes, it is worth more usually.
Okay.
I guess
they can't steal the old ones.
Yeah, but there have also been controversies where people have graded stolen cards. Like a card was, like this Charizard card was released early. And no, it wasn't released early. It was stolen from the factory. Normally when things get stolen, they're stolen like one card. Like someone smuggles out one card.
They can swallow it.
Which is like easier to, yeah, kind of like that.
Literally prove me wrong. Steven Crowder style changed my mind.
That's
happily married man. Steven Crowder changed
my wife.
Stop my wife from going.
Change her mind.
My wife hates me. Change her mind. Speaking to his guidance counselor.
Yeah. One time someone just stole one card. I mean, this type of thing probably happens a lot.
Sure.
Like someone stole the singular Charizard card. Probably from the factory, probably somewhere. And then it somehow made it to a grading company and they graded it as an inadvertent early release instead of like, hey, this was stolen. Because sometimes in the distribution pipeline, things can get into the wrong hands early. This happens with games. You know, people are leaking Tears of the Kingdom and stuff like that. The new Zelda game that's coming out. Like this happens, but you don't, like, to legitimize the theft is a little fucked up.
Mm. Like when they dropped the pre-alpha source code of GTA 6, and then everyone's like, right. This looks like shit.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah, like looking at the storyboards for the next Avengers movie and being like, this looks terrible.
Well, that happened, like a script leaked that one time, right? And then people were like, I'm not really in love with the script. And I'm like, how many movie scripts have you read?
Why is it all in the middle?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know it's Iron Man. You don't have to write it.
Way more words on this page.
Is Robert Downey Jr. playing Iron Man? Doesn't say.
Yeah.
Same thing happened with The Last of Us 2. Like, everyone's just like, it's going to go woke and get broke because they just read the story and a woman was there.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah. There's a woman present.
Is that someone being trans in my video game?
No shot.
A famously straight series.
Yeah, dude, I love it when my video games don't have women in them and are just big, bulky men with guns, I guess, that are allowed.
My nice, cis, straight video game series, The Last of Us. That's the one I like.
Right. So, but speaking of detectives, people were telling me that I should talk about this Magic the Gathering thing. And so for those who don't know, Magic the Gathering is a trading card game. And it's been around since 1993. Started by Richard Garfield. There's this Magic the Gathering set that recently came out called March of the Machines. And by the way, Wizards of the Coast is the company that manufacturers Magic the Gathering makes it. They've made it since the beginning. Wizards of the Coast also made Pokemon in the 90s because they were the biggest like trading card game manufacturer at the time. And then Pokemon Company took over in 2003. But anyway, people, they said they wanted to hear me talk more about Magic. Here it is. There's this new set called March of the Machines. There's a lot of YouTube channels that were like buying the product, opening it up. Typical stuff that happens on YouTube for everything, literally anything. And this guy, I want to say it's MTG Old School, but I want to double check.
Oh, it's
Old School MTG.
That's the channel.
Yeah. So this channel, Old School MTG, opens up this set called March of the Machine, or is planning to. And the person that he bought from inadvertently sent him a new set that had not come out called March of the Machine Aftermath.
This is a legit early leak release.
And this type of thing happens. It's not unreasonable that this could happen. Distributors get the product earlier than release date because they need to distribute it. And then there is a line of like, you know, distributors can send it to smaller distributors who then send it to like local game stores and online sellers and stuff like that. And so I know people who like, you know, there's a new, let's say there's a new Yu-Gi-Oh set coming out this week. I know someone who got it last week or 2 weeks ago because they are now distributing it to their, you know, people, their buyers. I think that the March of the Machines Aftermath comes out May 12th. So it is pretty early. No. It's not even that crazy that it's.
Yeah.
So this happened this.
A month, right?
This happened last week. Yeah. So basically it accidentally got leaked a month early. This guy made a video about the mistake that happened. And you would think that that's just like, oh, this happens. Anyway, moving on. That's not what happened. Do you know who the Pinkertons are? The Pinkerton agents?
Yeah, they're the law enforcement from the cowboy times.
Yeah, right? But they're still around.
Really?
Yeah, and they did like...
What are they doing? The others aren't.
Well...
It's like Steven Seagal's a sheriff.
Yeah, so it's like they do like... In the history of stuff, they've done like union busting and stuff like that. All bad things. Mm. Like usually anti-worker stuff, by usually employed by companies to do anti-worker stuff.
Manipulating John Marston into hunting down his former gang member teammates in Red Dead Redemption 1.
Yeah, so the reason this is relevant, and it's funny that you say they're the olden times, because they are still around. And
the Wizards Cops of Antiquity.
Wizards of the Coast employed them.
That's hilarious. Via email, via telegram, how the fuck do you get in touch with the Pinkertons?
They employed them, and they sent them to this guy's house. And essentially shook him down for the product. They made his wife cry. They like threatened to like report him to like the sheriff. They basically
the
put
real
them
police.
Report them to the real police.
They made him dance jail. By shooting their six shooter at the ground.
Yeah, if he didn't give them the product that he was accidentally released early to, then they would ask for a receipt of all of the magic cards that he had in his house. To verify that he had not stolen any other product. First of all, he did not steal the product. He bought product from a distributor and they sent him the wrong thing.
Wizards of the Coast are also like famously litigious, right? Especially recently.
Well, recently they have had nothing but bad PR.
Yes, they fucked over D&D homebrew stuff.
Yeah, they were bought by Hasbro and the new CEO, the new corporate overlords, I think want them to make more profit. And so they're doing some crazy anti-consumer stuff. Like, for example, the Magic 30th anniversary was recently, 2023, Magic 30th. Magic from 1993, as I mentioned earlier. They released this set that a booster pack from the set, which included, like, reprints of old nostalgic Magic cards that were not even legal for gameplay was like $1,000 for like these 15 card packs.
Nani.
Yeah. Which is in contrast, Pokemon's 25th anniversary was last year and they released a regular set that had all these reprints of these classic cards. And it was the normal price of the product. So that was such a huge controversy that my friend Ruxin34, who does Yu-Gi-Oh openings, got reached out to by Wizards of the Coast. They said, "Hey, let us send you this new Magic the Gathering product. You can open it on your channel." And he was like, "That type of thing happens in Yu-Gi-Oh all the time." He's like, "Yeah, let's do it." Opens the product, doesn't realize how much the community has gone anti that product. And he gets canceled essentially over opening these magic packs that Wizards sent him. And then he had to issue an apology because of all of the harassment and shit that he was getting, where just simply for opening these packs. Then like other Magic the Gathering influencers had to come out and be like, this poor guy, like he didn't know, he's not even from the Magic community. And then everybody kind of like let him off the hook because it's like, oh, this guy isn't even from Magic. He's from Yu-Gi-Oh! Wizards is going to all these other creators. I know Pokemon content creators who Wizards reached out to and said, hey, open up Magic 30.
In part maybe because they don't know.
Exactly. They were like, they won't know. And so then we'll get our... our advertising done elsewhere.
If you say a word, the Pinkertons will come around and lasso you.
No, yeah. So
and fucking hogtie you and take you to the local jail.
Yeah. So basically they like truly shook him down. And it was like a very traumatizing experience because like the Pinkertons are also known historically for like violence yeah. and stuff.
I mean, they were a gang essentially.
Yeah. I don't know. I did not know much about the Pinkertons.
How do you get in touch with the Pinkertons? Do you know what I
mean?
It's
like a corporate, it's like Blackstone. What's the one that's BlackRock?
Oh,
what's the one that's like a defense contractor? I don't remember. It's like what's another defense contractor?
They have a contact us page on their website.
All right. Jacob says
a contact that they have rules.
Yeah.
The power of Squarespace.
Yeah. But yeah, it's like, I feel like it's like if they do government contracting and then private contract. I don't know if they do government contracting actually, but they do private contracting for companies. Like apparently Google hired them to like spy on their employees internally. And like they basically, Amazon hired them to like recently to look at like unions forming in Europe. Yeah. So anyway, it's some sketchy shit. So now Wizards is in hot water once again.
Hiring bounty hunters.
Yeah, because there was a mistake made in their process somewhere. And it's fine. And everything would have been fine if they had done nothing.
Yeah, that's a weird one, right? Like, this is kind of a classic tech PR issue as well, where because there's no, sometimes through a lack of experience and sometimes through a lack of wise PR marketing management, it's just a team of five people.
Yeah.
There's some maybe like tasteless or poorly phrased piece of copy or in something in terms of service or just something yikesy done by or a tactless message made by one of the key figures in the company. Not something criminal, but just saying like being rude or reacting poorly to criticism or something like that. And as opposed to just apologizing if you genuinely sincerely want to apologize, instead they issue some kind of like a katana parry. They want to like teleport behind you, snap your neck.
Yeah.
Actually, I think you'll find that you're uninformed to this person with like 1.5 followers.
Yeah.
That, as opposed to just, you know, a real adult that's had a job for more than 1.5 years, just right. Being like, just don't say anything.
Yeah.
Just stop being weird.
Literally just stop.
Just let them have the pack because it's a month away.
It's a month away,
dude. Take the free promotion of this pack.
They threatened to like make him show receipts for every card that he owns, or else they'll have to like go through all of them or something like that. Which is like every person who owns cards is worst nightmare because you're going to like ruin the condition because you don't know what you're doing.
Is it good to hold onto receipts for resale purposes in general?
I don't think so. I don't have receipts. Like if the same thing happened to me and they were like, show us receipts for every Pokemon product, I can't render a single fucking receipt.
I guess maybe in his case, it's especially definitely a business purchase.
Yeah, it is definitely a business purchase. But still, I mean, a lot of my accounting is done based on credit card statements. You know what I mean? I'm not collecting physical receipts anymore.
So wait, is that the one that's not out? That would be so sick. If he does then illegally acquire a set, be like, come at me, Pinkertons, and he's laid a bunch of traps. Home Alone style.
I just
he has a cute voice too. That makes me sad. He's like a little sweet guy.
Yeah, sweet guy. But anyway, yeah, so that's the magic drama. It's wild. People told me to make a video about it. I don't know if there's more to the story that I could really talk about, but maybe.
It just sounds like they're doing the same weird bullshit, right? They're just being weird and litigious and mean.
Yeah, they are. Just with like even scarier people for even less. For like, there was a real theft in the Pokemon situation of a massive breach of sort of their entire like factory pipeline process. Yeah. And this was like someone made a mistake.
They did.
Yeah, they made a mistake. Yeah, so I wanted to introduce what could potentially be a new segment for the show.
Great.
Because I don't know about you, but every single week I see a objectionable podcast clip on social media. And so what if we had a segment called Bad Podcast of the Week, where we just look at like the viral podcast clip of that week.
We try and dig through the 50,000 guy just in a chair
with a bad,
not another person, but looking off center anyway.
Yeah.
Being like, hey, do you know the fillings in your teeth are making you trans or whatever? And then you just be like, oh, okay.
Jesus. Yeah. And then we can learn a little bit about how to be more like them.
Right? No, come on, man.
No, but like
the podcast is bad enough.
But they go viral though. And that's good. And we want views.
Scratch? Are they making dollars?
Maybe.
Okay. Well, in that case, you know what? Hey.
Exposure dollars.
Hey, what's going on with this so-called vaccine, huh?
Oh, are you doing it right now?
Yeah, should I? You could leave and I'll just look off camera at nothing and talk about how, like, actually we need to return to good old-fashioned conservatives.
Oh, true. Yeah. Like, what are some of the things that you believe?
Oh, man. What's good? What makes money, I guess, if I say it?
Oh, yeah, just like whatever makes money. That's basically how they work, right?
Anything at all, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I have no morals or principles.
So this one, I don't know much about this clip. I just saw it, and then as soon as I saw it, it had all of the elements of one of these clips. To the point where
a big plant. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
There's always
you gotta have a big plant. You gotta have your mics affixed. And it, you know, you got to have the mic hovering in front of your face. You can't be holding the mic like us Chads.
No, you got to look like Leafy. You got to have it covering your chin and mouth on most shots.
Yeah.
Especially if it's a celebrity interview. So the entire point of like having a celebrity on that's recognizable is removed. You can just get an impersonator.
And then much like Nut Lady, you've got to say something really extreme. So this
they all say that every single week.
Yeah, this guy says, I make my man nut.
I go to work with no balls or whatever.
Yeah, with balls empty. So this hopefully is not sexual. I don't think it will be. It's called Napping is Stupid. And the caption says, naps are for idiots.
Oh, wow. All right, maybe they're right.
Anybody who can take a nap is inherently stupid. I think that being able...
Oh, wait, isn't this the girl from... Isn't this a comedian?
Wait, this is a real damn show?
Isn't this the woman from the... Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. I please my man in every way. If he's at the
Never mind. This is just bait. All right. And that's the bad podcast of the week segment.
Did we get played?
Not for too long. It took 2 seconds.
Oh, dude. That is still bad. It's still... I mean, frankly, it's mid. I'll say it.
Yeah.
But I do like the idea of the segment, and I don't think there's any shortage of fodder. If you yourself, audience member, happen to come across a particularly cringe or bad podcast clip on Shorts or your platform of choice, whichever platform with a bad TOS you'd like to send us a clip from.
But this does kind of speak to something, which is like Barstool posts a lot of these, and it does make sense that Barstool is just posting bait shit podcasts. Like joke podcast.
Well, we're probably drifting into like the triple meta now, right?
Yeah.
Where it's going to be, hey, it's a joke, but this is actually a joke about a joke.
Right.
This time, though, it's actually super ironic, triple joke, Shrek, epic.
Right. Bacon. And then it's just like the ironic irony. Ironic misogyny is still, you know, misogyny.
It's still being expressed and taken sincerely by incels. Twitter, constantly evolving platform that only gets better, presumably. I'm waking up for an eight-year coma.
I'm so confused. Like, you just launched into like a tirade.
It's on the mind in part because I don't understand what Blue Sky is.
Oh.
So it's website, yes, no, maybe.
Yeah, well, yes, and it's an app, but there is a website.
Okay.
But yeah, it's a social media thing.
It's Jack Dorsey's website?
It's Jack Dorsey funded it. It's actually run by this woman named Joy. I don't know her last name.
It's all covered. So as people may know, Twitter has been somehow upping the ante every single time they want to do something stupid. And they've reverse engineered the whole point of having an account verified.
Jay Grabber.
Sorry?
Grabber. Jay Grabber. So yeah, Blue Sky, it's just like, it's an app. It is recently in the news because they have like gone into beta and have started inviting people. So then I got invited by a friend of the show, Erica Baker, And
with the this platform is it's the Twitter competitor that's intended to what meant be the functional version.
Yeah, so its mission is like they made this the idea is to divest like creators online from platforms and then like make an open protocol or whatever that is you can like take anywhere basically. I don't fully know like I haven't read the like white paper on like its whole thing, but they like made this like AT protocol. It's a very techie thing that from a consumer standpoint, it's just a Twitter clone.
Well, I mean,
but from a tech nerdy style, it's like social networking technology created by Blue Sky. AT protocol is networking technology to power the next generation of social applications.
Is there a consensus on whether it's a realistic goal to port enough people for the platform to be viable as a competitor?
I think that that's always a good question. I think that from marketing standpoint, so I don't know. I think that any social media thing in 2023 is fighting an uphill battle. Like we've kind of saturated on like social networks. And so it's like, we've seen a million different Twitter clones pop up in the post Elon Twitter era. And
the friction of even being willing to download an application and find a place on the home screen.
And the fact that your friends aren't there when you create your account, like that's a thing. So what's interesting about Blue Sky, what surprised me is that by virtue of it being like, quote unquote, like co-signed by the original Twitter founders, there have been a surprising number of people jumping in to it. I got on it yesterday or 2 days ago, and like Chrissy Teigen's on there now, you know, OG Twitter user. Drill is on there.
Oh yeah.
AOC is on there.
The Holy Trinity.
Yeah. Like Chrissy Teigen was like old school Twitter. You know what I mean? Where like back in the day, like when Ashton Kutcher was like the most followed person on Twitter and was like, we're talking 2006. Mm. We're talking like way back.
With like 400,000 followers.
Yeah, with 400,000 followers. He was like the most. And it was like,
Fred.
He was like the only celebrity on Twitter. And like, he was like the first celebrity. So everybody just like followed him. And so it's an interesting thing. Like all of the I was like Juniper, LOL overruled, Taylor Lorenz. There's like a lot of journalists because all the journalist circles are getting on there. And then now weird shit posters are getting on there. So it's interesting. I actually think that
everyone that's too broke to get Twitter blue.
It's fun. I do not believe that it will succeed. Because that's how startups work.
Sure.
You know, it's a moonshot and a bunch of money from people who can afford to lose it. And right. Then they want 100x their investment.
At probably the most ambitious attempt at competing with a monolith.
Yeah.
Platform ever.
Yeah. But I mean, like, I think
it'd be like if Vimeo came out today.
Yeah.
And they were just like, with it.
Yeah.
This is where videos go.
What makes the Twitter goal seem attainable is how bad Elon Musk is fumbling Twitter. Mm-hmm. So that's what.
Yeah. It'd be like if YouTube was upside down.
What's surprising about it is that you didn't see this happen with Hive or Mastodon or any of those other Twitter clones, where a lot of people are like, get me off of this website, get me off of Twitter. You know what I mean? And they're like going over to it. And there's just like not been enthusiasm for those other competitors. And so I don't know what makes this one, other than the network effects, what makes this one like more successful at creating that interest? Because I'm seeing everybody on my Twitter feed is talking about wanting to get on.
Sure. I mean, I think for power users, which are the people that really want to go there, the association with the original Twitter is probably a big contributor. Yeah.
And you need the power users to generate content. So it's interesting. It's fun. But it's also like a little bit reminds me of when Google Plus came out. And everybody was like, Facebook is so over. Like, this Google Plus thing is going to kill Facebook. And then I think I got on there with like a bunch of my friends. And then it like felt like a thing for like a second. And then like, it was like, okay, Google Plus is dead.
I honestly feel like I spent more time getting emails about Google Plus going out.
Yeah.
Going out of function soon.
Yeah.
The only time I ever spent there was like, I need to change something about my Google. I need to change something about my YouTube account. And
they
I have
really,
to do it through this puzzle.
They really tried to, they made it so that you needed a Google Plus account to like comment on YouTube and stuff. It was crazy.
Yeah, you have to basically just answer a bunch of riddles before you're allowed to like age verify yourself.
Yeah, so Blue Sky, it solved the first problem, which is like getting a viral bump.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll see where it goes from there. Because I don't think, I honestly don't think the other apps have even done that. I think Mastodon is too confusing to use for the average consumer because they don't understand the concept of like servers,
sure.
Like different servers.
And a very, as simple as it is, just an awful name.
Bad name.
I think it is very, very unappealing.
I don't think Blue Sky is a great name, but...
especially concerning Twitter Blue.
And the other thing about Blue Sky is that the nature of the protocol, it's like domain based, so you can have your own custom domains on there, but then there's like a default one, which is like bsky.social. So all the ads look terrible if you care about the aesthetics.
Mm.
And if you like, and if you don't under like I think they look weird for the average, you won't know why they look weird, you know what I mean? Like this person dot bsky, like that's what the full ad is.
Yeah.
But then you can also
like
have
cash
your own,
app.
You can also have your own handle. I don't know if I'll see anybody with their own handle, but like at, you see what I mean? Like as if you own that domain, yeah, then you can like register it. Now this is,
it's just hard to pass.
Yeah, it's like the dude from Cyanide and Happiness or whatever.
Rob.
Just put his own website on there. Okay. And it's like it from a protocol standpoint and from a technical standpoint, all of it's sound. From a product standpoint, it a little bit feels like it's asking a lot of people to the average consumer to understand, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Like I talked to, I don't want to out them for this, but I was talking to one of my friends about it and they're like, why are the ads like that? They look so ugly.
Yeah.
And like, that's going to be the question that I think a lot of people are asking.
I think there's a lot of pride associated with stuff like that. Even for consumer only non-tweeters, maybe the occasional chirper or reply guy. I do think there's a lot of pride with like how accurate your at is,
mm-hmm.
how closely you feel like your Twitter and tweet history represents you and your brand.
Yeah.
Regardless of size, literally a 2-follower setup, people do care about their presentation online.
Yeah.
Really, that's also one of the only ways of expressing yourself to strangers.
Yeah.
Like seeing your at is...
It's like an avatar in a MMO.
Yeah. I just don't want to... I feel like I don't want a URL.
Yeah.
I feel like the moment I see URL format, I just think, oh, it's a scam. I don't want to click that.
That's a normal thing to think. Like for me, I'm of two minds, obviously, because I like can get like what they're going for, but at the same time, my product brain is like, I don't know.
I mean, maybe it is. Maybe that they know the only solution is to be a little more boutique, and maybe the goal is not to transfer even anything close to the user base size.
I don't think that. Yeah, you're right.
It's possible that
that's not, that isn't the goal, to like have a big like user base, because the whole idea is that there are actually multiple, like Jack Dorsey actually invested in multiple Twitter clone competitors. And also whole point of this is to be distributed and have like decoupling the actual like content from the platform. So that URL is like, you own that, not you own, but like that stuff is associated with you rather mm-hmm. than being associated with the platform.
Which I think might not have been taken into account by, say, AOC. Is no. Maybe, I see a lot of people referring to it as transferring. I'm moving to Blue Sky. This is now where my tweets are going to be.
Oh, she didn't say that.
Like, oh, no, I don't think they're saying it out loud.
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
The sentiment is,
oh.
There's a lot of people saying, well, I mean, I have seen people saying, look, Twitter's a fucking mess. I'm going to Blue Sky.
Yeah, and that's like, silly.
That's kind of like saying, like, what, my apartment is so gross right now, I'm going to the woods.
I'm
going on vacation forever.
It's also in beta. Like, it's like you would never, like, I did have somebody reply going, are you going to stop tweeting? And I'm like, that's a silly question to ask, because obviously I'm going to do what's right for, like, my brand and my business and stuff. And it would be foolish to throw away something for an unproven in beta app. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Also, I mean, practically speaking, Twitter's just cringe right now.
Yeah.
My quality of life has not dropped because of the changes made to Twitter. It's just annoying.
Yeah. Elon did the thing with verification. It happened.
That ruled. That's one of the funniest. It's so weird seeing somebody. It's like he's gone to hieroglyphics and then realized what letters are for.
Yeah.
Like, just gone back and gone, oh, wait, so I can verify stuff.
Yeah.
But just don't lie. You're not allowed to lie.
Yeah.
Don't change your name. You don't. What are you doing? If only there was a solution for, I don't know, some kind of visual signifier. That still fucks me up as well when I see an awful, ridiculous take. And then I notice that it's, what's called the verify check? Hold on, is this a shit post or is this somebody just being strange?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no, it's just somebody with no, like, financial awareness.
Yeah.
Or it's a guy who's, like, starting his own app, but is by getting, like, a Wix account. It's, like, step one.
Oh, yeah. They're like, oh, I needed this. I needed the Squarespace.
I'm making a proactive, disruptive service. I don't yet know what it does. At the moment, it's just a blog about, like, the Silicon Valley Bank.
But it will disrupt.
I think he's going to, honestly, at this point, disrupt something, and then it's a podcast of him facing off camera to, like, a mirror.
I think the worst thing he's done is prioritize blue check marks in the replies.
Yeah.
That wouldn't have been a good thing, even if it was for the old verification system.
At any point, yeah.
Yeah. Because now all the replies are like, you know, in SpongeBob where there's those fish that all like say the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like that's kind of what it feels like when Elon tweets, everyone's like meep, 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 meep. Like that's all the responses are like, yes, LOL, you know, crying, laughing emoji. Like that's like all it is. And so the value of the replies and the whole point of the likes as upvote system where you see the most engaged stuff towards the top is completely destroyed. And so it's just a non-functional website.
And the vast majority of people with even calling it a verified check is funny in a way. The vast majority of people paying a Netflix subscription for a service that doesn't benefit them at all are uninteresting and unfunny.
Yeah.
So you get all of the least interesting replies, and if it's like on a shit post, it's people being like, this. So you chose violence today, you know, just like the least funny, or like a Shrek meme. Just
yeah.
Like, oh, fucking hell yeah, dude.
I think what I tweeted about this.
Wasn't on Mastodon?
The stuff that I posted, the screenshots that I took were so infuriating. Wait, let me see. So Elon's post, verified accounts are not prioritized. And then look at me. We are the celebrities now.
What's going on? How about a verified account allows you to like use not less compressed memes? It literally every single meme, anybody with a blue check when they post a meme, it looks like it's like in motion. It just can't be above 360.
Also, Captain Phillips is what, like 10 years old at this point?
Charitably. And it's not. What do you mean? We are the celebrity. What do you mean? No, you're not.
Yeah.
For the audio listeners, it's the Captain Phillips meme from 150 years ago that says, look at me, I'm the captain now, would be the meme, but we are the celebrities now.
Captain Phillips came out in 2013.
Jesus Christ.
10 years old. Man. And that meme is from when the movie came out, like literally, it was in the trailer.
It's just a phrase.
Yeah.
Like outside of being in the trailer, it's just saying a thing changed.
Yeah.
It's not like a reference.
And then it was like me with a blue check mark logging into Twitter every morning, and it's the meme of the guy walking in doing like the sea walk.
Oh, dude, let that sink in, right?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, and then it's from do you want to read out what their handle is for the audio listeners?
Heads up that it is very cool. Who is that thug? Who are we working with? A poet, perhaps, a man from antiquity, an oil painting. With a MAGA hat on, the name is followed by a blue check mark, of course.
Of course, followed by a blue check mark. And the American flag.
I meme, therefore I am.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, mate, wait. It makes me think I should kill everyone in the world and then myself.
Wait, what did Descartes look like?
We had the hat. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because I was like, was it
it's Descartes? It's René.
Descartes with a MAGA cap is, I think
that's
is
where Trump got
wild.
The idea.
This is my favorite post.
Okay, this one, I guess they blocked the username. They don't know.
Oh, I blocked the username.
Oh, okay. I missed the name. I hope I... It ends with GS.
Oh, wait, you don't have to say it. I just want you to read the...
Maybe.
Yeah, I tried to block it out, but I couldn't make it bigger without the...
It's probably a Greek statue or a photo
no,
of Socrates.
No, you're supposed to just read the text.
And then the name is like the sarcastic intellectual or something. And they laughed at us for paying for Twitter Blue. Those haters didn't realize that there was more to it than just the blue check mark. Go ahead. So many more features and now prioritized. Thank you at Elon Musk Simp for changing Twitter for the better, love heart. Love heart, you fucking weirdo.
It is wild.
Why do they always write like an email?
Thank you, sire,
thank
for giving
you,
me
my lord.
For giving me the kindest extra scoop of slop.
Oh, for allowing a mere serf like myself to have prioritized replies. Well,
thank
like
you.
A photo saying my name Jeff, but it says like my name is prioritized.
Yeah. my name up Blue.
Oh, yeah, it's like my wife, but like heavily compressed. It says my account.
My account.
My features.
You see the Sydney Sweeney stuff?
The extent of my knowledge is gossip, and the gossip is, did you hear about the Sydney Sweeney stuff?
That okay, so that's almost as much information as I have.
Okay.
But what I know is that Sydney Sweeney, of, you know, everything. She's in everything. But I guess Euphoria was maybe the thing people know her from the most.
Is that the drama?
That she's from Euphoria?
Yeah, that she was in it.
No,
actually. She's
actually
in two seasons.
Oh. Not the third?
No. Maybe she was in House of the Dragon or some shit.
So, and then Glenn Powell, who I know from Top Gun Maverick.
Glenn Powell.
He's having his moment. Oh, but he was in The Dark Knight Rises as a guest role as well. His breakthrough performance in the comedy horror series Scream Queens. But I just know him from...
Oh, it's that guy from the Sydney Sweeney thing.
Oh, yeah, you got it.
I do recognize him.
He kind of has like... Okay, I'm not going to...
He was in Top Gun Maverick?
Yeah, he was a big role in Top Gun Maverick.
Did he play the plane or something?
Yeah, he did like a... Yeah, you got it, man.
He's the AI. Turn left.
So, they are filming a rom-com, and I think the rom-com is called Anyone But You, I think. Doesn't matter, man. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, well, Jesus, man. Relax.
It's a rated R rom-com, so spicy.
Ah, capital R for rom-com.
And then in all of the, like, public appearances... People are like shipping them because of their body language and how they talk to each other, which is like a little bit, you know, I've had that happen before and it's not fun, right? To be on screen with like a woman, for me, to be on screen with like a woman and people be like, you should date. Like I see these two people, they should be in love.
I'm writing something already.
And however, the there's a lot of drama because like, it appears that they're flirting because they were in this like romantic movie together. And then here, this is all the information I know. It's like you're hearing it like telephone, like secondhand from Twitter. And then Glenn Powell's girlfriend unfollowed Sydney Sweeney on social media. And then the next a couple days pass, and then it was announced that they broke up.
Oof.
And now people are like being like, did he cheat? Blah, blah, blah. But then most people are like, this is the best PR for a movie you could possibly have.
Genius. This is like end of act one.
Some people are like, this is all planned. This is a part of the PR push, which I think is insane because this Glenn Powell's ex-girlfriend did not want anything to do with any of this.
Yeah. Also, don't go insane.
10,000 people would care.
Yeah.
It is not. Most people never engage with any press of any kind. Yeah. Most people that go to a movie is like, oh, the Euphoria.
Yeah.
Go from Euphoria.
Yeah, exactly.
I will pay for this.
Okay, so let's watch this first clip.
The whole experience was absolutely incredible.
We get to literally take over Australia. It's like, this movie is the...
Are they huge or is the microphone very small? That is insane.
We could do anything. It was so much fun.
There was one day where we were literally took over the Sydney Opera House, and that was...
Yeah, I didn't mention this. Sydney Sweeney and Glenn Powell are both 90 feet tall.
Dude, she's holding it like a wand.
She's holding it like a... I don't even know what she's holding it like.
She's holding it like a candle. Yeah. Like a delicate candle.
Like a flower.
Yeah, she's trying not to kill.
Like a delicate little flower.
Little daffodil.
That was pretty epic. And Barack Obama watched us film the scene.
Yes, he did.
That was pretty memorable.
And Glenn landed a helicopter and jumped out of it. It was really cool.
There we go.
Yeah, I mean, okay. But people, like, there's not much to go on here, but people were just taking this and running with it, which is what people on social media
This is
do.
A good green line opportunity.
Yeah, truly.
He has a hard face, for one.
Hard face. His pussy's facing the world.
A perfect date would be, I don't know. Somewhere outside.
That would be the, oh man, what would make for the perfect date?
What was really interesting is watching Sydney visit the rugby locker room in Australia.
And that's it almost turned into an episode of The Bachelor. That's not a perfect date. Yes, no, a perfect date I think would be some good food, some good laughter, and... just a quiet, peaceful place.
Not just laughter.
Good laughter.
It's going to be really good.
You've had bad laughter.
Not angry.
Like when you're like, make it stop.
Tee-hee-hee. Damn, that's some good laugh.
You know, there's not one spot. You just stumble into all these date spots. Right on the beach. We're right living on Bondi, shooting on the cliffs.
It was amazing. Yeah,
it
was amazing.
It sounds like they didn't go. Do you know what I mean?
There's making it
too
out.
Many specifics. Went to the Sydney Opera House. That's like saying I went to the Empire State Building in New York.
And Barack Obama was there.
And Einstein stood up, if you can believe it. Yeah, I met a crocodile. Went to Australia and rode a crocodile.
Wait.
God, they're dead.
Okay, this is the Daily Mail. So hold on.
Say no
more. It's because it's bad.
Prestige journalism.
So 3 days ago, Sydney Sweeney's still engaged. Didn't know she was engaged.
Okay, wait.
So both of these people were taken. And then everyone on the internet was like, you will date. You are dating.
Look at the way they're stood.
Yeah, look at how she looks at him. She makes eye contact. Women don't do that to me.
Also, you can have some fucking like weird sexual dynamic with someone that's bad. Like, you shouldn't if you're engaged, but it doesn't mean you're not going to.
Did I see Glenn Powell? Hold on. Glenn Powell, Top Gun. Who was his character?
Can I guess? Wait, can I guess his name?
Oh.
Bird. Is
I've
he Bird?
Met Glenn Powell.
What? On an airstrip.
Yeah, Twitter in the pre-Elon era had a screening of Top Gun Maverick. I went to it, and beforehand, I believe it was before the movie, Glenn Powell was there and with another one of the actors, and he talked to us and stuff.
How was his body language?
A little suspicious.
He kept talking about Euphoria.
A little suspicious.
Have you guys seen the Euphoria girl?
So Sydney Sweeney's still engaged. So she was engaged. He had a thing, but then... Euphoria bombshell Sydney Sweeney scene without I'm going to become the Joker.
Please allow ads on the site. What a British way of saying it. I do, please. Oh, sir.
Sydney Sweeney has been pictured without her engagement ring from fiance Jonathan DeVito as speculation around her relationship with co-star Glenn Powell continues.
Quick shout out to the Daily Mail website, by the way. The moment we allowed ads, this looks like the factory where they make viruses. There's so many ads on screen right now.
But this is the Daily Mail, so it's like one of the worst things.
Oh, it's the worst people.
I don't support paparazzi and shit, but here I am reading into this bullshit.
One thing I will give a little bit of credence, I will give to old Blighty, to the motherland, is that They have, in England, they rightly know that journalism is a shameful career. There is like, there's this reverence here where
well,
it's
is
like,
this journalism though?
It, well, I mean, yeah, technically, but that's why it's shameful. It's the, it's a, this is most journalism.
Okay.
In both countries. Okay. This is, that's most of what publishing is in all media, all purposes. It's just eye-grabbing bullshit. It's paragraphs with clickbait names, details, etc. But here, there is a little press logo in the fedora aesthetic protagonist energy to journalism. Like, I'm the, journalism is spotlight. It's we stopped the biggest crime.
So that's
and my source.
But
shut down. What
okay, interesting. I would be curious to hear people's opinions on that because that wasn't my understanding. But because I don't think that like the people who do like the paparazzi, like for, you know, it's one thing if you're like a public servant, you know, and you like work in Congress or something, and then like you may not be entitled to like, you know, the same privacy and stuff because of your because of your job. But if you're just like an actor or something, I don't think that like it's journalism to like follow you around and like take pictures of you everywhere and like use it to speculate on your relationship.
I think colloquially we just use the term journalist as the higher tier, whereas these are public journals being, I mean, what would you call outside of paparazzi, because paparazzi is taking photos for me.
Yeah,
I think if you are writing for the Daily Mail.
I mean, I like because I think like these are like gossip rags, right? So like, would you call the people who make those journalists? I don't know.
I mean, yeah, the Guardian and the BBC have some trash in them, but they're published on the same pages as, I guess, what you could classify as real, quote, real journalism. But that's how, yeah, that's how, I guess, bubble speaking to an extent. More people read these.
That's true, but that doesn't mean much. That's like more people watch Mr. Beast, you know, than watch movies.
But so he isn't a YouTuber?
No, but if he called himself a filmmaker, then like you could.
I don't think there's a right answer to it. It's just interesting to me. I don't know.
All right. So I have to run to a meeting, unfortunately. But before we go, we will be doing a full, and I mean full, Patreon exclusive episode of the podcast on patreon.com/sadboys. So you should definitely check that out. Jordan, have you seen the Kai Cenat and Aisha Speed music video?
Oh, it's their song?
They made a song.
No, I really?
Yeah.
No, I have not. Would you be at all interested in watching that with me on Sad Boys Nights, the bonus episode, full set, but $5 must pay for?
Yeah, just $5. Among other topics, we'll talk about like the Andrew Tate stuff. Did you see the picture? but we end every episode of Sad Boys with a particular phrase.
We love you.
And we're sorry. Boom.
I'll be real. This shit is trash, bro. The chorus is really good, though.
What's the good? Chorus is "Who left the dogs out by the Baja Men?" He didn't. They didn't do anything to the chorus.
Featuring Speed.
Yeah, he does do the barks.
Gucci girl, Gucci girl, how you doing? How you moving, girl? Moving, girl. How's your day looking? That future girl, future girl. Yeah, we on now. Take my money, go away. Oh, you want it? Girl, too rich for me.